Thunder Bay. The Thunder Bay Police Services Board is estimated to run $300,000 over budget by the end of 2021, and while next year's budget will likely be increased, such high overruns are not expected to be a regular occurrence going forward. According to Police Services Board Secretary John Hannum, the police services budget of $223,500 was set at a time when the full extent of the board's operations had not yet been realized for the year. In 2020, the Police Services Board had a positive variance of $37,000. This is only the second year the Police Services Board has had its own distinct budget separate from the Thunder Bay Police Service. Hannum said there are several factors resulting in the high unfavorable variance, including the development of a strategic plan for the police service. One significant initiative this year was the development of a strategic plan for police, which is a requirement under the Police Services Act, Hannum said. The board elected to do some considerable community consultation in support of that plan development, so that was a big cost factor. There are also ongoing legal fees that were higher than expected, with one of the significant matters relating to the hearing involving three officers involved in the Stacey Dabungee investigation. There has been several delays and appeals related to the hearing, which has resulted in ongoing costs that were not included in the budget. Other costs are associated with the Police Services Board's new communication plan, general administrative and support costs, and carrying out the recommendations outlined in Murray Sinclair's report for the Ontario Civilian Police Commission into the board. The cost of the strategic plan is estimated to be approximately $75,000, while the cost of legal fees will be closer to $200,000. Going forward, Hannum said the Police Services Board budget is expected to be increased, but much of the costs this year are not expected to carry over year to year. We will be adjusting the budget for 2022 given the experience we've had in the last year or so, he said. Not to the same degree the variance suggests. The strategic plan was a significant item. That is something we would do once every 3 years. Some of the legal costs we know we won't be carrying next year. We will be increasing the budget slightly in the legal area. Overall, the budget next year will be an increase, but not to the 100% level that the variance might suggest. Hannum anticipates the 2022 budget to be submitted to the Police Services Board next month will likely be between $300,000 to $350,000.